traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Newly engaged.
Got that fiance.
I thought you were just doing it to get all the eyes off the FDA looking into Prime.
He's gonna do it another.
He let another guy his wife for the entire internet to see.
And where do you draw the line?
I'll draw the line when Adam commented on my Twitter picture, let her sleep with another dude.
Every time I've been arrested, it was for some stupid even if they got the wrong guy, which is what happened every one of my arrests. They got the wrong guy.
I gotta say something about Bradley. I think you're getting lame. You're running your mouth about my brother. I am inviting you to come to Puerto Rico and I will spar you and I will get humble. I love that noise.
I like that one.
You know what noise I love more? Got me feeling like a cowgirl. Ice cream's
bro,
so good.
No.
Yeah. Grab. Hat emoji. Ice cream
thank
emoji.
You, baby. Thank you, baby.
Got me feeling like a cowgirl.
Thank you, baby.
Ice cream's so good. That girl.
Bro, that what girl, is that?
Pinky Doll is her name. She's what's called an NPC streamer.
Yeah.
She goes live on TikTok. I watched one of them. 70,000 people, pathetic people, including myself, watching this girl go, got me feeling like a cowgirl. Yes, ice cream's so good.
Yes.
This girl streams. So here's how this works. First off, welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world.
Nice.
In the world. Hit that subscribe button if you're not subscribed. This girl, she is what's called a non-player character live streamer. So she acts like AI or like a video game character. And she has these sayings when people send in emojis. And the emojis represent real life money. Mm-hmm. So this chick's making bank.
$7,000 a day.
Respect? I mean, it's weird, but fucking respect.
There's been maybe a half a dozen to a dozen times over the past 2 years where I've said to myself or even on the show, this is the bottom rung of our species.
Yeah.
We cannot get any lower. And every single time I say that, we the next time I say it is about 40 rungs lower. Like we are becoming dumber by the day, bro.
It's horrifying. Have you seen the copycats?
They're not as good.
Yeah.
She's really good at it.
It's just crazy how many people are just okay with doing that.
Yeah. But I mean, they're making money. I would bet you that she doesn't even know what the fuck is going on. And we were talking about this in the car. How do you realize you're good at that? Like, how did she land on that?
It is a niche talent. I'll give her that. And I saw that she was getting mad about all the copycats. And she made a video where she was mad and arguing with that sort of like AI voice. And that shit was dope, where she's like actually leaking in her real personality.
Well, because now Speed was doing it. Right. And Kai Cenat was doing it. They were doing streams as well. And, you know, they're actually talented. Like both of them are actually super entertaining. So you add their natural talent to this new NPC niche. But I think as long as we keep justifying and using the metric of she's making so much money and that just makes things like cool or like shows that you have talent because you're able to make money off something, we're just going to continue to be doomed. You can make money off of anything. You could rile up a base telling people that fucking, you know, Hillary Clinton's murders people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can get people to pay for anything.
Yeah. But who is paying for it? That's the question, because why? What are you doing? Why? Is it like the anime community? This thing is just... This podcast has been set up perfectly. The couches are nice. I like my proximity to Mike.
Yeah.
It's cool. Yeah. We get to rekindle our friendship every week on this
on the
show.
For 1 hour live.
Yep. But this Mike just got blasted. Who's paying for it? Who are these people? Is it the anime community? Is it the fetish community?
Fetish. I think people want to fuck robots and they see it's hot. It's hot how she does that voice.
Are you one of the people that pay?
I don't know. I don't even know how to pay for that.
That's
stuff.
What I was going to say. What's the deal on TikTok? You send little gifts or ribbons or something like that? Like, how do you pay on?
How do
on
you
it?
Get your credit card attached? It gets, who knows, dude? Who knows?
You want to do it.
No, because
there's money going around. Mike gets it on it.
Oh, I would do an NPC stream for sure. Mm-hmm, you go like this while
yeah,
you do it.
You have to rock back
like,
and forth.
Like the NPCs like in you're floating. Grand Theft Auto.
Also, I asked Kevin, because I noticed, I saw a couple of her clips. She's holding like what looks like a hair straightener. And I said, why is she always just holding this little hair straightener? This is ridiculous. I can't believe I'm about to say this, dude. She puts a popcorn kernel in the hair straightener. So for the people who aren't paying, they have something to look forward to when the popcorn kernel pops.
She makes one popcorn?
Yes, to keep people's attention. It's like Jenga almost. Like the stakes are increasing as they're watching and they're waiting for that popcorn to pop. And she just has a pile of popcorn in front of her for these live streams. Do you want to know
what I like about the fact that the content like that is getting popular? Every time there's this new niche or mindless content that comes out, it continues to make us, this show, look like it might be intellectual. Like people now look at like
I disagree.
No.
I would say it looks like we're in the Stone Age.
No.
That girl's eons ahead.
We're like, yeah, I know you're saying
AI.
Do you feel what I'm saying?
YouTubers are now the OGs. We're like Jay-Z and like Biggie.
No, legit, dude. When we first started the show, people watched it and they were like, "Yo, these have to be some of the dumbest people on the planet," and they're not wrong.
Yeah.
But now, because of how much society continues to deviate from those norms and just, I mean. You go on the internet on any website, whether it's the NPC stream, whether it's fucking woke Twitter, whether it's right fringe Twitter, it doesn't matter. These people are so stupid that they make us look like geniuses. Like when I sit here right now, I feel like we're creating an educational program.
I wouldn't say that. Look, you sent me a 1.5 minute voice memo the other day about how excited you were to buy your own personal wacky wavy inflatable arm man. Mm-hmm.
That's stupid too.
Yeah,
that's real dumb.
It just anytime you say the word education, I kind
of because of that
cringe a little bit.
I know some things. I've been around. I've been on this planet a long time. I got a liberal arts degree, associates.
I know, but I was just sitting there listening to my 38-year-old male friend talk about how excited he was to buy his own personal wacky wavy inflatable arm man, and I said, "What are you doing?"
I don't think anybody out there is going to find any kind of wrong in that. If you are driving by car dealership and you see one of those things and the first thing you think to yourself isn't when I make it, I'm gonna put one of those in my backyard. You're a fucking idiot. Is there anything cooler in the world than those things? Those things are amazing. Imagine coming home and having one of those greet you every day.
So you sent him a minute and a half message about that?
Yeah, dude, a minute and a half.
That's probably why he don't answer you anymore.
He hasn't been answering my FaceTimes lately. I would say four. The last four in a row went unanswered.
He's newly engaged.
Got that fiance.
Yeah.
You know, got it. Got to pay attention to the love of my life.
Congratulations. Thank you. I can't believe it. Right now is the first time we're saying congratulations. You know?
I can't believe we were in a hotel room with you for hours the day before you did that. Nobody.
I almost said it on the podcast.
Oh yeah.
I almost told you guys that I was gonna propose to her, but the issue was, what if something went wrong? What if I had to pull an audible and reschedule, which we did end up pushing it forward a day? And also, man, I've lived my whole life in front of the internet, essentially, or at least like my adult life, where I became an actual human with real visceral experiences. And this was one that I did feel like sharing because it's, you know, the next chapter of my life. And this person is the most important person to me in the world. And I would like to at least introduce her to my audience. She might be coming on this show today. We're going back and forth on it, but maybe. And that's a big step. And it's scary. And I wanted it to come out when we wanted to announce it. We were both ready. We had both made the decision. And I felt it would have been a little premature to like air it before we were announcing it. And also, someone at the fucking hotel we were staying at
leaked it
anyways and was trying to.
So she knew?
Who? No. After.
Oh, okay.
After I proposed. They took a video. They tried to like sell it to TMZ for $10,000.
Well, they did.
Yeah, that's how we found out. That's how we found out from TMZ.
Sorry.
Like, this has to be fake.
No, not him. I FaceTimed him.
He did. He FaceTimed me. I was in Ibiza. dealing with another funny situation with Dave and one of his exes who I ran into. I want to back this up for a second and ask you about this. I watched that video that you put out on YouTube. I've been seeing it on a lot of girls' close friend stories over the past week. Girls are hysterically crying their eyes out watching this video. I want to say this, you know, more than just a yes man, I like to believe that I'm analytical in saying that you're one of the greatest storytellers in the history of YouTube. I think you always have been that, and I think everybody would agree with that. And this video specifically was an incredible adventure through this beautiful and blossoming relationship that you and Nina have, leading up to this moment in Italy where you proposed. And I want to ask you about that moment, because watching it and seeing the complexity of all the things that happened, you had a Polaroid going off, you had a video being taken, you probably had GoPros, you had 40 different things going on at once. Did any of that lead to the fact that you went down on both knees instead of one knee? And was that planned, or did you, when you got into the kneeling position, did you feel like you may have accidentally messed up?
I did get down on one knee, Mike. It was when she came down on both of her knees that I went down on both of my
knees. Got it. Okay, so you met her. That was so that's even cuter.
It's cute.
Yeah, that is cute. Did you, okay, because I've really analyzed this. Yeah, clearly not. Clearly not, because I want to ask you this. Did you know that you were going to get that emotional?
No. I knew I was going to get maybe a little teary-eyed. But man, first off, let me say I appreciate you for noticing the complexity of this proposal. Having to do this with a girl as astute,
keen,
observational as her is hard as it is. The girl fucking notices everything. It's part of the reason I love her. She's my eyes when I'm not paying the fuck attention, which most of the time I'm not. You know, I can trust her intuition. I can say, what do you think about that person? What do you think about this situation? What's your opinion on this? And it comes from a place of knowledge and experience and having a bit of wisdom that I appreciate. But having to film it made this 1,000 times harder, especially the way I wanted to film it. You know, I knew that I would like to at least make a video out of this. I didn't know if I was going to share it because I would need her to be on board for that. Because again, it's emotional, it's vulnerable. This is a girl who doesn't love being and sharing media, online. Like, yeah. She just doesn't. She tells me, she's like, I don't care to be famous. Like, I happen to have done these things that have put me in this position, but like, I don't want people knowing my fucking business. Mm-hmm. I just want to be your fiance and be like a supportive girl, not like be an internet couple. And I love that about her. Mm-hmm. But I'm a fucking dirty little internet slut. And so I got the fucking 400 millimeter lens, Kevin, in the second story window shooting in 4K. I got an iPhone going. I got a Polaroid going. It was...
Spy glasses. You should have spy glasses on.
Spy glasses. Yeah, my little button camera.
Yeah.
Nah, dude. I was mic'd up. I set a second iPhone down on the ledge just in case my mic wasn't working. I had to minimize any risks of this slipping up. I had to make sure there were a limited amount of variables, which is why I didn't tell a lot of people beforehand. You know,
is that why you wanted us to come to Italy?
No.
Oh, I thought you didn't want us to be there with you. Or were we just another variable?
No. I thought maybe after I did it, it would be cool to talk about having just done it on the podcast.
On the podcast, but you did not, because you wanted us there, like to be like as friendship.
No, I absolutely not.
Okay.
No, I prefer you stay far away.
Yeah, it's probably smart you didn't tell us though, because we would have definitely leaked it.
Dude, I'm just happy.
I couldn't have kept.
I'm happy in this moment. I just realized that I now have like another like bastard little brother. Like me and you both are like the outcasts from Logan's life, but we have each other.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like me and you have each other now.
And he knows that we would have fucking sold that info to TMZ.
100%.
I would have sold everyone.
You could have made 5K.
I would have had a podcast come out, fucking Logan's proposing next week.
Listen, guys, I'm engaged. Got myself a fiance. When I popped the question, I knew I needed the perfect ring, but believe me, it's not easy. If you're like me, might be taking the next step or looking to buy everyday fine jewelry like a timeless pair of diamond studs, there's a chance you might not be sure where to start with a purchase like that. That's why I want to point you in the direction of BlueNile.com, the original online jeweler. And I'm glad to share this today because
anniversary sale's going on now.
At BlueNile.com, you can find the perfect piece of jewelry for life's special moments or even create the custom engagement ring of her dreams. Their simple online tools let you choose the diamond shape, size, and clarity, as well as the setting style. If you're having trouble choosing, Blue Nile also offers in-depth educational materials and experts on hand 24/7 via phone or chat. Thanks to Blue Nile's diamond price guarantee, you can compare a competitor's diamond against one of theirs. Blue Nile will meet or even beat their price. Every order is insured. It arrives quickly in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Shipping is free, and so are returns. Right now, you can save up to 40% on fine jewelry and 15% on engagement ring settings when you shop the Blue Nile Anniversary Sale at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com for up to 40% off during the Blue Nile Anniversary Sale. Wish I would have bought the ring, man. BlueNile.com.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Back to the show. Nah, but in that moment, you know, first off, I never imagined myself getting engaged. That's ridiculous. That's insane. And I saw a lot of the comments from people who have been following me for a long time. They're like, this seems impossible. Like, this isn't a guy who would get engaged. And it's so cliche, but I've experienced it so viscerally now. When you know, you know. And I knew this girl was my person so quickly. And all of a sudden, I found myself concocting this plan to propose to a woman I want to spend the rest of my life with, which is even like a scary sentence.
How long ago did that plan start getting concocted?
Probably 3.5-4 months ago.
Oh, so it was in the works for a while. I thought you were just doing it to get all the eyes off the FDA looking into Prime. So I was like, he's gonna do another stunt, so all the Twitter mentions could be about that. You know, what happened? The Canadian government was like,
no,
too much caffeine.
Can you please not do this? We're talking about
no, because I want to talk about this.
Yeah,
I want to talk about this.
Can we leave?
Put a pin in that bullshit engagement and let's talk about the FDA.
I knew it. I knew there was timing to it. See, he's smart.
Here's what happened. It wasn't timed, but it did work out because it did drown out some of the FDA noise. Because that's what it is noise. Mm-hmm. The FDA is not investigating Prime as it stands. Who knows? Chuck Schumer, who is he's like the head of the Senate, which is fucking ridiculous.
Chuck Schumer is potentially, arguably the most powerful man in the United States of America.
I was told he controls everything in New York City.
Number one. No, not New York City. He is the Senate majority leader.
Yeah, yeah.
From a positional standpoint, he may be the most powerful man in the United States of America. So that's why when I noticed that he was coming at you, I was like, damn, Susan Wojcicki was a warm-up for this dude, bro. Like, dude, this is crazy.
Yeah, I woke up on a Sunday, and I see Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging the FDA to investigate Prime. And in my head, I go, what's going on? Why is this? We're FDA compliant in America, mm-hmm. like, obviously. We're with our partners, our ninjas in this industry. Nothing we're literally just following the rules.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you may have done stupid shit in the past, but like, may you're not going to put toxic chemicals in a drink now. It's so obvious to look up.
We're doing exactly what we should be doing and are in line with all the FDA guidelines and regulations. And we're compliant to each country's different regulations. Like, mm-hmm. we just are.
I know something you're not compliant with. You ain't writing those checks, buddy. You ain't writing the checks. My sister told you. My lobbyist sister told you that if you ain't going to fucking pay them, they're going to come for you. You got to start writing those checks. You're an agent of the Matrix. You should know this shit. You should know.
You got to pay off the government?
You have to pay off the government.
Evidently.
The government's owned.
Evidently.
The government's owned, bro.
I didn't know this because his sister was the first one to send that to me. She said, it's likely that are paying to push to essentially create a headline. Like, let me clarify this. The FDA is not investigating Prime. A suggested that the FDA investigated Prime. Lobbyists who want to create negative headlines about our product that is
quite literally disrupting the market and eating their market share, and they're not happy about it. I get it. It's all a strategic gameplay. It's just like when
Elon was going to drink it and have a seizure.
Like, yo, Jeff, no. Jeff, no. 200 milligrams of caffeine. Hey, hey, FYI, that's what Gatorade's Fast Twitch has. It doesn't even say 18 plus on the product. It's a can in a bottle. One says energy. One says hydration. One says 18 plus, one does not. Every time we do make a Prime Energy post, it says 18 plus on it. You know who's not doing that? PepsiCo, your fucking Fast Twitch, which also has 200 milligrams of caffeine, which is the same as this. Hey, Chuck!
Mm-hmm.
When you point one finger, 3 point back.
Well, no, please don't include me and Jeff in this. Mr. Schumer, I want to say
that. That's right. No, that's
Chuck, right. Chuck, I'll tell you something. Listen to me, Chuck. Schumer, you won. You won this, and I'll tell you why. I went to be an internet troll, and I'm not going to say what I did, but it involved Chuck Schumer in a boxing bag. And as I was boxing this boxing bag that may have had a picture of Chuck Schumer on it, I tore my rotator cuff.
No.
I tore my fucking rotator cuff making a fucking troll video.
Damn. Yeah. You'll never be able to play baseball again.
Never. So I in my head, I was like, damn, I should have never fucked with the Senate.
You don't, and you don't,
what was I thinking?
You don't think the government had something to do with that?
Of course they did.
Yeah, it's like the same thing as when you, is your girlfriend says, I think I'm on my period, and you get a tampon ad. You started setting that bag up, and they broke your fucking shoulder like this. 100%. Bro, people don't realize how strong this government is, this corrupt, owned government is. Me and Jeff been talking.
You should be careful to even say that now, because now I literally feel the wrath of the government, bro. It's I hate to say it.
I'm
dude,
sorry. I don't give a fuck.
It's coming down on us, and y'all gotta be careful because it's all fun and games now till one of us goes missing or missing a limb,
bro. And the worst thing about it is like, we should be doing it too because it's just the hottest way to get views, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you do all that like crazy like...
Start beef with the government?
Yeah, or like the fringe shit, the Matrix.
Fuck the government.
High value women, high value man. 9/11 was an inside job. Hillary Clinton has a death squad. Yeah. Vaccines are tracking devices because they watch where we go and they can give us ads.
Microchips. That's what they were injecting in you. You know what I'm
saying? If we did this right now, our views would go quadruple. Now we'd have to post our podcast only to Twitter, but... We'd have four times as many views.
Even Twitter's popping off with podcasts.
I'm saying, so what's stopping us from right now from calling women fours, right? Starting a fringe right podcast and just going on joining
Why
Chuck's.
The disrespect to women, though? We don't have to do that.
That's part of the thing.
I thought we were just starting beef with the government.
But women, there are women in the government.
So, okay.
I'll put it like this. The simplest way is this. The easiest route these days to viewership is by creating enemies.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who those enemies are. You just have to be creating enemies. So the easiest thing to do, the far easiest thing to do, is make an enemy out of everyone. Every single person. It's me against the world. I'm the little guy standing up for what's right. Against the corporations, against the government greed, against Chuck Schumer. If you want to find a white knight, look to me. I'm your fucking guy. And this podcast, Impulsive Podcast with Logan Paul, is now a fringe right podcast.
Yes, it is. Let's hide behind that Paul name. Nice. Good work.
No, listen, Chuck, I got no problems with Chuck. I don't think it's going to affect anything involving Prime because I would like to believe that the consumer and the comments online will tell you this. Exactly what's happening. You can tell it's a fucking energy product that's 18 plus and that it's our hydration line is not. And I think Chuck just introduced a bill that wants to declassify government UFO, otherworldly extraterrestrial creature vehicles, which I think is sick.
Yeah.
So like, I got no problem with Chuck. He tore my rotator cuff
Can we get back to the topic that you sidelined? Can we get back, please?
It's not Prime's not fucking banned from Canada. Prime Energy's not banned from Canada.
We could just jump cut this all that.
No. I'll tell you why. We don't distribute Prime Energy in Canada. We don't distribute it there. It's there because of illegal importers and unauthorized imports of the product because, you know, I don't think you have to smuggle it, bro. I think you just bring it from the States or somewhere.
Maybe somebody flew a drone over and dropped it.
Yeah.
That's a new way of trafficking now.
Liquid's heavy. I don't think they could do that with the drone. But I'm saying, it's
There's a shitload of misinformation going on with Prime right now, and it's funny to see time and time again when you reach a certain amount of success, negative headlines become intertwined and synonymous with what you're doing. We saw it even happen with Mr. Beast lately. Mr. Beast, the nicest, most brilliant YouTube creator we've seen in a long time, who is constantly giving back to philanthropy, doing good, help changing the world for the better. And yet still people are coming down on him for what? You just want something to whine about and complain about? It's much easier to tear someone down than build your own life up. And the world's filled with that type of person right now. And Prime has, unfortunately, at least for that 2-week period, hit that zeitgeist. Bro, we don't even fucking distribute Prime Energy.
And why is that? Because Canada doesn't allow caffeine?
No. The limit for Canada, I believe, is 140 milligrams of caffeine, which when Prime Energy comes to Canada, which it's going to, the cans will be under 140 milligrams.
Can I ask you a question regarding your marriage? Okay. I also want to tell you that you've inspired me. Your love is so pure. It's just really nice to watch. And it's inspired me to be a little bit more well-behaved in my own ways.
It pissed me off, to be honest. I was like, it made me feel like a piece of shit. I was like, I need to be doing something in my life. You were way younger than me. You like had this great, you found this love and you found a great way to show it off. And it just made me feel like I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, man.
Mm-hmm.
I feel what you're saying. Jeff, I never thought I'd be in this position. Come on, bro. Me?
I know.
Getting down on one knee?
I did.
I'll be honest. No.
I knew. No. You're a lover.
Nah.
You're a lover boy.
Nah.
You're a lover
getting
boy.
Getting down on one knee, saying these nice things.
Bro, you're a lover boy, bro.
Asking a girl to spend the rest of your life with you, that's some pussy shit.
No.
And then here I am doing it with my chest out. I'm
no,
proud
that's the
to
goal in life.
I got
chest
shot.
Out.
I got.
Ass was crying.
She turned me into a fucking puddle, dude.
You're crying when you ask the question. You ask a question like this.
I was sobbing, bro. I watched it back and I was like, dude,
that shit was mad cute. I'm not gonna lie. But bro, you are a lover boy. Your relationship with Nina has been obviously trackable. Bro, I remember when you guys first started talking, and this was back when me and you were getting like beefs about shit. And I remember one time I'll remember this forever. We were in Las Vegas and we had just done a show and you were fucking late to that shit. And we got me, dude, you remember this? You guys are, bro, in the downstairs at that bar. And I thought y'all had cleared out. I thought security had cleared out. I thought it was just me and him. And me and him were going at it. You're trailing off. You're not taking this fucking show serious anymore. We had fucking Kehlani on the show today. Your ass was a fucking hour late. Maybe if you put as much energy into this fucking show as you put into that relationship with Nina, he goes, I'm going to ask you to stop right fucking there. That is my future wife. That is the future mother of my children. So watch what you say next. And I said, holy shit, bro. This is serious, bro. And look, since then, Impulsive's gone into the shitter.
Yeah, this show sucks. Now,
are in the fucking
I
trash.
I should have listened to Mike.
But the marriage is great. The relationship's,
great.
But I'll remember that. And I knew that fucking shit was serious since day one. Since day one when I introduced you guys. I'll always remember
no,
that.
No, let me take this time to thank you.
I never get real.
Let me take this time to thank you. I'm not kidding, Mike. Out of all the things we've done together in our life.
A lot,
out of
bro.
All the things you've helped me with and been my big brother for, you are quite literally the reason why I met my fucking wife. And that's incredible. Thank you so much. Thank you so fucking much. I was not going to go to the Hard Rock Hotel for a measly fee to show up and promote the opening of the Hard Rock Hotel in New York City, which is where I met Nina. And by the way, you guys getting me there was the best investment of your life, because now forever we met in that spot and I'm riding for you guys. They sent us a nice guitar with the date on it, the day we met.
Oh, really?
Well, not because of it, but they did it to every person that played.
Oh yeah, mine got stuck with my accountant. That trip was special, and I think we should probably also owe a good shout out to John Schwartz.
I think he's gonna. I'm gonna ask him to officiate our wedding. I think
that's actually awesome. He's so perfect for that. For it, right? He really is.
Yeah, yeah, it's incredible, dude. Thank you. I can't believe it. When I introduced you to that one girl,
yeah. You changed my life. No, there's no need for that. But that's a good topic to stroll into.
Yeah.
We're going there. 100%. We're going there. Because, yeah, well, it's just going to be the next. And I thank you for saying that to me. And I really do want to say you've inspired me. I think you've inspired a lot of people in this romantic relationship. I have been talking to someone as well for the past. I don't want to move fast. Let's not get out of control here. But she's a spicy Latina. I'd say she's like a little bottle of fucking hot sauce.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, sure. And I've been warned. I've been warned by David. People know they're not to be fucked with. You don't fuck with these Latinas, bro. They're fighting.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
And I like that because I like that when something happens, like if I get into like a little scuffle with like a door guy and I'm like, yo, can we come in? All of a sudden, I'm behind a girl and she's jumping in front of me like, yo, poppy, listen up. Yo, you know I'm from Havana, right? I'm from Cuba. And then they start speaking in Spanish to each other. And bro, that's my shit.
Yeah.
Like, I love that. And I'm just like, yeah, listen to her, bro. Listen to her, bro. Well, last night, quickly, this, I got this. I try to keep the Latinas away from blonde white chicks. It's just like, it's smart, bro. Especially if I'm friends.
It's like vinegar and water.
It kind of can be. Especially if there's a couple of the Latinas at the same time. Because they squad up. And so last night I was at this dinner at Gecko. Shout out Gruntman. Shout out, you know, Perp. All these guys. We're at this dinner, and this blonde chick who I'm friends with also shows up to this dinner. She's hanging out.
What was she doing there?
Well,
I want to know.
Nah, it's fine.
Jeff, do you know why she was?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. Please, you got to let me craft this properly. Please let him go. Please. So she shows up at this dinner, and we were having like a nice time, right? And she comes, and she kind of like she's pretty loud.
She just watched the Barbie movie, and I guess it's like a very empowering movie for women to watch, and she just wanted to disrespect everyone. She just wanted to come in. She was telling me she was gonna abuse me because I'm a man and I resemble Ken.
Oh, yeah,
like,
you
what
do.
What the fuck?
She came in on this shit. She was like, well, in the Barbie world, she's like, women are the presidents or the CEOs and everything. And then when you leave the Barbie world, they realize how ridiculous the real world is where men have control too. And I can get behind that. So she's like talking and like she has one of those voices that like trails off. And I can get behind that. And so in my brain, I'm thinking to myself, okay, I'm not looking to my right to my Latinas, right? I'm just focusing on Barbie,
yep.
Right? And it's like that. And I'm thinking to myself, if I look right, I know what the Latinas' faces are going to look like. Yeah. So I'm not going to look right.
Yeah, yeah.
But I hear and I feel a little snicker to my right, and they're texting each other.
Oh, no.
And like in Spanish, right? And I go to the girl I'm talking to, and I go, can you please stop?
Yeah.
Can you please stop? Don't do that. She's just having a good time. Like, please stop, right? So whatever. So she continues on, and the feisty Latinas get up to go to the bathroom. They go, yo, we're going to go to the bathroom. And I go, can you just hurry up because the car is about to be here? And the Barbie girl turns towards him and goes, yeah, hurry the fuck up. And I, bro, my heart dropped. I go, and this girl turns, and it was like a homicide via eye stare. Yeah. Like, and I text her. I go, hey, babe, I know what you're thinking right now. Can you just not? Like, can you just not? Just please let me handle it. And so for the rest of the night, I made all of these stupid comments. I asked her how Margot Robbie was in the movie. She's like, it's not Margot. It's Margot. Like, what are you, stupid? And then I told her I was an Episcopalian, so I don't eat fish.
Okay, she bought it.
No. And she goes, it's an Episcopalian. And I go, I'm sorry. And then I told her, the last thing I told her was, I was like, yeah, I've been saving up money. I think I'm gonna get an apartment here in Miami. I'm gonna get a nice place. I found a place for $800 a month. And she goes, what are you getting, like a shed in like someone's backyard? Bro, it was like a whole thing, dude.
Here's a general rule of thumb.
Keep Latinas away from white girls.
Here's
That's
another
the rule of thumb,
general
bro.
Rule of
it really
thumb. You can be dumb. You can be mean. But you can't be both.
No, you can't. I'm telling you, bro, you can't.
You got to pick one.
You can't.
You got to pick one. That's gnarly. That's a person who I can't imagine being around, which is part of the reason I'm so
she's
happy.
She's probably, no. I will say this too. She's probably fine. I think she was drunk. She's probably fine. But I do want to say this as from a nice standpoint. Shout out to all my Latinas, Latino women, Latino men, the Mexican community, the Cuban community, fucking Puerto Rican community. I love you guys. Okay. I've said this a million times. I love your culture. I love your passion for life, your lust for life, your zest, your food.
Shout out to all races.
Bro. And shout out to all the other races. Oh, wait, can you? No, I like the idea of just today's about, for me, a specific.
Yeah,
people.
Yeah.
I can
so you're about them. You're locked down now. Logan's obviously locked down.
Feels like getting pretty close.
Just prowling, Jeff.
Huh? I'm jealous. I'm jealous. That's what I was getting at before.
What is it like on the outfield?
I mean, it's going. You know, actually, it should be good that you two are locked down. More action for me. But the show does nothing with this 99% male audience.
Nothing.
But whatever. No, I'm not in this game for pussy. You know.
Yeah.
Someone that is in the game for pussy. Is Adam 22. Come on. We're a couple weeks late, yeah. But I have a very unique angle on this, having once dated a adult star. Yeah. So I think my opinion is valid on it. But I want to immediately toss it out to you guys. Do you guys have any right off the bat feelings on what happened? I guess for the audience that is unaware, Adam 22, Lena the Plug, two technically adult film stars who are married and also have a child. It you know, Adam has been, they run a show, you know what I'll say it. They run a show called Plug Talk, where they interview other adult stars and then fuck them afterwards. And it's a whole thing. And Adam has, you know, fat Latina booties and black booties and all kinds of different booties bouncing on his face. And he's doing all kinds of stuff to him.
But he also has a podcast called No Jumper, which is a wildly successful,
like
more hip-hop, urban based podcast. It's great. He's a businessman.
He is a businessman. And so that's going to be the question and going to be the crux of this conversation, right? And so for the longest time, Lena had never hooked up with a man, another man besides Adam. She was in videos with Adam, but never another man. And maybe, you know, 2 weeks ago, they make this announcement that Lena is going to be doing her first ever guy-girl scene with a male performer. And this broke the internet. Twitter did not know what to do, how to handle this situation. Aiden Ross flipping out. Andrew Tate, mind blown. All of these people trying to make sense of a situation that didn't seem to have any sense to be made. And days later, this video rolls out of her having these intimate relations with a man by the name of Jason Love, someone who the person I was once dating also had a video with, and a quite famous video with. And so the internet has been ablaze.
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, because the issue is, in one sense, he let another guy fuck his wife for the entire internet to see behind a paywall. Well, that's not the issue. That's actually where I go, I'm a business guy. I could see the angle they're taking. They teased it, dude. They teased it ahead of time. They built the hype up ahead of time. Then the video dropped behind a paywall. I bet they made bank from a strictly business decision. These people are hustlers, and I can respect that.
And where do you draw the line?
Line when Adam commented on my Twitter picture that said, engaged to my best friend, and said, let her sleep with another dude.
No, I did not.
That's
see
where
that.
I draw the fucking line.
Oh, my
the
God.
The guy's out of his fucking mind. The guy's out of his mind.
I have been thinking that lately. So I know Adam very well. I've known Adam for years and years. I've done his show multiple times. We've had, by the way, it's very, you know, us having this conversation makes sense. We've had Adam and Lena on the show before a long time ago.
Cool.
He's awesome. Adam is very cool. He's a cool guy. There's a lot of things I like about Adam for sure. I was surprised about this one. I was very surprised about this one. And there's so many different factors involved. There's the fact that they're married. This is the one that started to make me think they have a child. Does that impact an adult star's desire to continue working in the space as a mom? A question. It's not a basis. I do have my own opinions on it. Maybe we get there. Also, something tells me something behind the scenes happened that basically forced this. And I've seen it on streams. I've seen Lena hinting to the fact that Adam has been unfaithful in the relationship. He has cheated on her in the past. I don't know if it was recently. I don't know if it was a long time ago.
She basically had a wild card.
That's what it seems like. But I also know that Lena is very, very faithful to a wild extent. And she probably is so forgiving in that aspect that she wouldn't have done that without his like semi permission at least.
It's the interesting part is filming it and putting it online, because otherwise you're kind of just swingers, which is probably way more.
Nah, because she wouldn't have done it. She would.
It was a cash grab.
She clearly has no desire to be hooking up. And also,
who presented the idea? Do you think
it had to have been her?
No, if I know them, I think it was Adam. If I know them, it was probably, but it could, but what I was saying was it could have been Adam under the preface that it was to satiate another fault. Like him saying, listen, this is how you can forgive me for what I've done. You do this video, you take 100% of the proceeds. How do you feel about that? But bro, regardless, I cannot see a world where this does not complicate that relationship. And I watched the stream with Tate that, by the way, your brother was on, and I have a whole heap of thoughts on that. Maybe we get to it later in the episode. But, you know, Tate raised a very good point, which was, regardless of how you feel now, does this act come up, you know, later on when you guys get in a fight and now she's already fucked another dude? And maybe starts thinking a little bit differently about how much she has to be with you, or how you're the only dick she's had in a long time. Like, does that change her psyche? Does that change her approach to, you know, arguments, disagreements, debates, right? Like, knowing that you have other options. I mean, she knows she has other options, 100%. But like,
yeah.
Does it change the dynamic?
100%.
How can it not?
And final question on it. If there was nothing that seemed more apparent of a cash grab situation, and I think you're right about it, is the fact that they went straight interracial BBC. They didn't weave people into it. They were like, yo, we're going to do what will cause the most. Look at David. Can you keep your hands like that, Caleb?
The guy's packing.
A lot.
He's hung like a horse.
They don't call him Jason Love for nothing, bro. Tough. He's got a.
Did Adam film it?
No, that would be some cuck behavior. Adam cares about money. Adam cares. It's very clear. I know that without a shadow of a doubt. I thought that might have been a line for him. I really did. I'm very surprised in his decision. I really am.
I've been impressed by his iron mental fortitude. He's it looks like he's impenetrable. Everyone's clowning on him, right? Like, why would they not? You let a guy with a horse cock fuck your wife on camera, and he just doesn't care. He seems unfazed by it. He's making jokes out of it. That's where I gotta take my hat off. I don't know how the guy has found that confidence. Well,
you have to.
That's that insane.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. If he shows one crack in his shield on that, it's a wrap. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be open season on his ass.
Open season. It already is, though. It already is. Like, this is the most I've seen the internet favoring one direction or one side. And this guy's like, I don't give a fuck. What are you talking about? I let another guy fuck my wife.
And also just to bring up the opposing viewpoint, and just to make sure I get it out there, Adam has had intimate relations with hundreds and hundreds of other women, and obviously in the society we live in, and maybe it's right or wrong, I'm not commenting on that, but you know, she's given him this always on pass to shoot, and so it let's put it like this. I'll put it like this. My final thought on it. Could never be me. Could never be me. And that should be an obvious statement. The idea of someone that you're currently with going hooking up with another man could never be me, right?
Yeah.
That said, the difference in a situation where where both people are already adult film stars and one of them is already hooking up with hundreds of other people does make it a dramatically different dynamic than the average conversation. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but when you were with your ex, would you ever go back and watch old work of hers?
Are you asking me if I'm a cuck on Impulsive Show? Is that what you're asking me? Well, I'll be honest with you. Obviously, I'd seen a tremendous amount of her stuff prior to hooking up with her.
But at that you cut it off.
Yeah, it starts to change how you.
Yeah.
It starts to change how you look at the person completely. I mean, you start to, and I know I can tell Logan's getting fidgety. And it was funny because Tate said, I'm incredibly uncomfortable with this conversation. And it really is. It's actually, to be completely honest with you, it is a very, similarly to the NPC streams, it's a
ice cream is so good.
Exactly.
Like a cowgirl. Yes. Grab. Pop. Ice cream's so good. Got me feeling like a cowgirl. It's uncomfortable. How do you, we're here. We're at the lowest rung of the ladder that you talked about at the beginning of the show.
Yep.
This is another example of that.
Yep.
Gnarly place to be. I respect the hustle, guys. I get it, but damn. You're sacrificing some shit for that. You're sacrificing some shit, and I don't know if there's any coming back for certain things. Cowgirl can come back. She can make a whole goddamn life out of being
an
NPC.
She's crushing it.
She's honestly good for fucking her.
Her main income source is OnlyFans.
That's great too.
Yep.
I think it's awesome.
No, I'm not saying it like that. I'm just saying there's a chance she's going to be doing a video with Jason Love soon too.
I think it's awesome.
it's Jason Love is the real winner here. He's just out.
He's going to have a feeling like a cowgirl.
He's literally. Speaking of cowgirls, speaking of, you know, the internet, similarly to what you went through in early 2018, when I saw the return of Andrew Tate post prison, I saw a humbled man. His approach on the stream the other day, in every position in which he was challenged, forced to debate or argue, he presented himself from a position of love, a position of understanding, a position of empathy, and a position of desire to push the conversation forward with an effective outcome. I had not seen that from him before. He in the past had relied on disses, on
flexing,
being mean, on flexing, on a lot of those things. Void from this stream. And I believe in a lot of ways, his experience in prison in Romania and seeing how quickly life can change humbled him very much so.
I wonder if he would agree with you. I wonder if he did. Oh,
I think no, everybody. I mean, when you go through that, when you got grown men checking your asshole for contraband and shit like that, it'll humble you. You know, you treat like
whole,
an animal.
But his whole brand is that of having an iron will and mental fortitude that cannot be tested.
That's
and
the worst punishment for people.
I agree. Dude, I said, if he makes it out of this little jail stint that's happening right now, he's going to be in a phenomenal position on the internet for people to hear his story and see how he made it through it. And I got to give him props for that. I don't know if this Tate Talk is preemptive, right? He's in the middle of a fucking case in Romania. Yeah. If he's able to get out of it, you know, then we're having a conversation. Otherwise, we could be upping a fucking.
In this country, and I'd like to extend our country's sentiment towards the rest of the world. We run off a basis of innocent until proven guilty. I'm more than happy to provide that level of that same sentiment towards anybody who's charged with a crime, whether it's YNW Melly, whether it's whoever, whoever, right?
And not one other person?
I don't know. Not I couldn't think person, of anyone, yeah. Dude. But anyways, I did want to say that. And also, I think a lesson that it seems like he learned, at least seemingly watching that first stream, is I think he is settling into the confidence that he has in the fact that his viewers are there to watch him, listen to his motivation, listen to his inspiration, listen to those messages, and they will not turn it off if he doesn't talk shit about people. They will not turn it off if he doesn't call girls fat fours, if he doesn't, you know, talk about the fact that Western civilization's always failing and all these negative things. He can probably run on a platform of positive messaging, which is ironically what was the desire for Trump the entire time, where people were like, okay, this dude's got a lot of great policies, he's got a lot of great messages. If someone takes away his access to Twitter, this can be the most powerful person in the world. If he would just stop saying ridiculous shit and focus on the fact that he has a platform. Andrew Tate has a platform, whether he's mean on it or not. Mm-hmm. And I think he realizes that. We will see how that continues to play out. But at least from the start, from his recent restart, he seems to be a much humbler man.
How can he not be? I mean, the prison stint, especially if it was unjust,
is tough.
Take it from me. I've done a lot of bad shit in my life, you know, whether it was to make money or whatever. Every time I've been arrested, it was for some stupid shit, just like slipping up, had nothing to do with what I was doing to make money. And you still get that lesson, whatever you're in there for, you know, even if I was, if they got the wrong guy, which is what happened to me, every one of my arrests, they got the wrong guy. But you fucking come out of there different.
Yeah,
of course it humbles you. And I wouldn't change a thing. You know, I needed it. If you watch videos of the old me in my like early 20s, I was a piece of shit. Like I hate myself to go back and watch those, my reality show appearances and stuff. Terrible.
No way.
I needed jail. I might need another one soon. Yeah. You know?
No.
Sometimes it's good just to hit like,
nah,
you know.
But I think you, no.
Yeah, grounded again.
You say that. But,
you're just stuck in there with your own thoughts. You know, they take your name from you. Now you have a number, inmate, whatever. You know, they just really, they know what they're doing, you know?
You say that, but I think there is a max inflection point in life of humility where you say to yourself, nah, I don't think I'm gonna go back to that level of asshole again. Like I hate it. I was the biggest, I was the worst piece of shit on all three of these couches. I'll stand behind that easily, bro. I was a terrible fucking person.
No.
This is a crazy contest to have.
No, you were worse than me. No way.
Bro, come on.
No way. I was in a bad spot. I look back at some of my behavior.
Horrible drug dealer.
Couldn't believe I'm the same guy. No, but that was before the podcast. That was before the podcast.
It was 20 years before the podcast.
Yeah, but we've all done some fucked up shit.
Speaking of fucked up shit, man, I'm loving these.
At least we didn't film it. Let's move on. Let's go. Let's talk about UFC.
Right. Honestly.
You know,
honestly, bro. You're absolutely right.
You live and you learn, you know?
You're absolutely right.
What's going on in the UFC? Izzy, you see what he did? You see when he got in the octagon? Did you see that?
Yeah, he's a fighter. Of course he got in the octagon.
Well, when he got in the octagon with what's it?
Marcus,
you can't talk shit to him and then bring a half-baked story, bro.
Yeah, you can't.
If you're going to talk shit to him, your next story better be crushed.
I'm deflecting.
No, you got to.
Izzy goes in there, he's yelling the N-word over and over again. Bro.
Because they're both African.
Yeah.
You know?
And he got a lot of hate for it, but I think that was sick. You know, if I were Izzy, bro, I would have done that shit exactly. I wish I could do
Izzy's
that one day.
Izzy's a beast.
You know?
You'd never be able to do it, bro.
Well, obviously not. I can't say the N-word, but, you know, if I were Izzy, you know how sick that would be to get in there on that fucking mic he lost his voice to? He sounded all...
You could do anything on pay-per-views. Like flash your tits even.
Oh, yeah, you saw that.
Girl's banned.
Saw
She's
live.
Banned.
Saw boobies live on DAZN.
I was like, bro, she just flashed her tits in front of an arena full of children.
Yeah.
That is
insane.
Isn't that
kind of like...
That's
like
illegal.
That's
a sex crime. Yeah, you get that's indecent exposure.
The fact that it happened.
And it's 40,000 people in the arena.
Kids. Yeah. It happened in Ireland, right? Is that where it was?
I think so, yeah.
Fucking women flashing their boobies, teenagers vaping, and yet Chuck Schumer wants to say that the FDA complied. Prime Energy needs to be investigated.
You gotta pay them.
Shut the fuck up.
You gotta pay them.
Yo, let's investigate vaping.
No, you gotta.
Oh, no, what are we doing?
Bro, this country's pumping McDonald's and
what are
fast
we doing?
Food. Everything is bullshit.
What are we paying attention
to? No, stop paying attention.
No, the consumers see through it. Speaking of releasing, though, shout out Jesus. My man Jesus, German rapper. He was out of prison for a weekend, made a music
it's
video,
his
back
name.
In prison.
It's not how you say his name.
It's hard.
It's
hard.
Not Jesus.
What do you mean?
It's not how you say it, is it?
What?
Don't Jesus. Call Jesus. Jesus. You just turn him into the son of God.
Oh, he's awesome.
That's
not
what I'm saying. Video is hard as fuck.
That's not what I'm saying. I thought we'd call him Jesus.
Jesus.
He
Jesus.
Yeah, but that's the son of God.
Bro, I pray to the son of God. I pray to every God. Okay, I pray to every religion.
We're not doing this again. Bro,
doesn't mean I can't believe in God.
The word religious doesn't belong in your vocabulary anymore. Take religious, religion, God. Mm-hmm. In fact, you have to be atheist at this point. You've disrespected
I'm
that,
not
bro.
Atheist.
You're atheist. You're atheist.
Bro, I believe in God. I believe in God. It doesn't, just because I'm not subscribed to yours or his or any particular person's in this room doesn't mean that my God isn't just as legit. And I can prove that.
I don't care what God you pray to. It doesn't matter which God you pray to. Whoever your God is pissed off at the Island Boys.
Mm.
What is going on there? They're like okay.
No, see, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking
about.
Are
we,
no,
actually,
no, no,
I don't
no,
think
no,
I can
no,
even
you
handle
can't.
Another
you,
one of these no, fucking stupid fucking topics today.
You can't.
I can't handle another one of these stupid fucking topics today, bro. I can't, dude.
Twin brothers making out with each other to promote their OnlyFans. Oh, that's even low. That's lower on the ladder,
bro. That's actually insane.
That's
gnarly. Actually insane. And also,
yeah,
just,
that's the
and
word.
They should have just sold their jewelry, like George said.
He was right.
George was right about that.
Can we get some clarity on is that illegal? Is it illegal for them to do that?
Incest is not illegal.
What do they say to George on that? Hey, I'm thugging.
Can we get a Florida law check on incest, please? Because they live in Dade County. I'd like to know, is it illegal to stick your tongue in your fucking brother's gullet? In your twin brother's tattooed throat?
It's not because they didn't have sex.
Is that how that works?
Florida statute 826.04 makes it a crime to marry or have sex with a person you are related to by lineal consanguinity or a brother, sister, uncle, aunt, nephew, or niece.
Got it.
So as long as they're not fucking. But that's the thing. Are they doing that on their OnlyFans?
Fucking each other?
I don't want to talk about this.
The Jonah Hill topic seems extremely complex, and
it does seem complex. One thing I'll say about the Jonah Hill topic. Maybe this is divisive, but I find it incredibly fucked up for this girl to continually air Jonah Hill's private messages to her on social media,
100%.
Trying to prove her point.
I don't think that's ever fair. I don't think it's ever fair.
We get it, lady. What are you doing? Also, wasn't that a relationship like 2 years prior? Was his positioning correct? I don't know. I'm not going to comment on that. But man, being in Jonah Hill's position, being a celebrity, a person who has to constantly worry about trust and trusting people in his life, especially people who he probably loved at one point, and then having that trust broken by this particular person is actually vile. It's actually fucked up. Extremely fucked up.
I guess my question is this, like, what does she get out of it? What was her intent? Was she trying to save future girls from falling into the pit of despair?
She probably felt really wronged by him and wanted to get back at him.
Well,
hurt people,
timed coincidentally with the pregnancy announcement of him with his new wife or birth of his kid. I can't remember which.
That could cause some angst in her ex, for sure. For sure. It's fucked up. Don't keep your shit private if possible, especially if you're not even dating the person. It's 2 years gone. Get a fucking life, woman. You have another topic, bro. I hate this gossip drama bullshit.
It just seems.
Anything new? We should have watched Oppenheimer.
I'm in Oppenheimer.
Should have watched Oppenheimer.
I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I
want that depression. I want that nuclear warfare.
Barbie smoked Oppenheimer. I mean,
what? Country music being the most popular music in the world? In America? That's not true.
Yeah, no, country music. Make no mistake, country music is the biggest thing in the world.
It's not true.
Not in the world.
Bro, listen. No, that's not what I mean. I just mean Morgan Wallen, dude, it is the biggest fucking... Bro, when I went to Wrigley Stadium and saw this dude sell out two nights in a row, 70,000 fucking people, solo act. We're not talking about openers. We're not talking about Rolling Loud. Shout out Rolling Loud. This dude is single-handedly...
What? Yeah, that fucking music festival from last week really wanted you to give them a shout out.
Well, we had a fucking trailer at it, so I just figured
out. Oh, yeah, that's nice then. Shout out Rolling Loud.
Yeah, oh, correct. So hip hop is having a...
I got my truck. I got my gun. I'm out back. I'm having fun. We're going fishing. Don't wash the dishes. I like to hunt. I like to fuck. I'm a country man. I got my jeans and driving Wrangler.
You can't. I think you're gonna get copyright.
I'm making that up on the spot.
That's not true.
That was off the cuff.
That's not true. That's a actual song. That's a country song. That's popular on the radio.
Let me
right
tell you
now.
What country song that was. All of them.
There's no way you came up with such a genius country song. That was
the country.
No, you're gonna get you're gonna get copyrighted. That was Morgan Wallen.
I can go again.
I know that song. Is that called Big Red Truck?
That's the one. And that's, by the way, named Clifford.
No, that's Big Red Dog. Oh. There was a woman on a American Airlines flight.
Yeah, right.
Okay, this one, this feels good. This feels good. Because I got a lot of questions here. A woman aboard an American Airlines flight from Dallas-Fort Worth to Orlando caused a significant disruption, loudly declaring that another passenger was, quote unquote, not real.
I found out what she meant by that.
What did she mean by it?
He was a non-player character, and he was sitting in the back saying, ice cream's so good. Got me thinking like a cowgirl. And he was helping. What is this, a topical events podcast? What are you doing?
I'm a huge fan of topical events.
Yeah, but this is old news. And also, there's a bunch of crazy people. I saw, especially at the airport, I saw this video of this girl getting arrested at the airport. And she was yelling at the cops because the cop wouldn't kiss her. She's like, you don't think I'm sexy? Kiss me.
Well, that seems fair.
You don't think I'm sexy?
There's a lot of wacky shit that happens on planes because now you're mixing people getting drunk before the flight. They take meds to sleep or something, and you mix all that stuff, and then all of a sudden people aren't real.
you're a couple drinks away from people not being real.
Yeah.
There was a guy on a China Airlines flight. That's not China Airlines. I don't know. It's a Chinese flight. A flight from China. Yeah. Like a Chinese flight. It's a flight filled with Chinese people. Okay. I don't know how to message this exactly, but there was many Chinese people on a plane. So it was in my eyes, it was a Chinese flight. One of the Chinese airlines. Chinese.
What do they eat on the Chinese flights? Chinese food.
So anyways, there was a Chinese flight and there was a guy on the flight screaming that he was in his sixth cycle and he had seen that this plane wasn't going to make it to its next destination.
Well, you can't say that on a plane.
And it caused a massive uproar, and they pulled the guy off the plane. I mean, the content coming off. But here's the question: it begs the question:
is Final Destination real?
Was he right? If that plane had taken off, would what he said have happened? Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm just saying this. I find it funny that if I ask the internet right now to tell me the exact make and size of your pants, they could provide that information immediately. But if I ask them who that woman was who had the knowledge that that man was not real, the internet still has not found out who this woman is. The internet identifies everyone. So you're telling me that the corrupt corporate-owned government that we exist under, who not 9/11, Epstein didn't kill himself.
Mm-hmm. Clip that. That's
all
it.
Of it.
That's it. Yeah.
What about, well, you didn't say anything just now. You know what sucks? We had a great podcast and this last 10 is just
it's been hard. I'm running out of topics.
Bullshit.
Bro, I've been feeding you guys.
Ask Jeff something, dude.
What do you got going on?
You flew out here with your new girlfriend, right?
I'm careful with the term, but yes.
Okay, girl you're dating.
Yep.
You got yourself a first class ticket and you put her in economy. How do you go about that?
Listen,
Mike, because you make a lot of money, right?
That's subjective, I guess. But like, I look at Kai Cenat. Like, Kai Cenat makes a lot of money.
Okay, so
XQC makes a lot of money. I know Logan says he doesn't, but XQC what's the deal? Makes a lot
Fuck,
of money.
I gotta stop being mean to you because your mom called me. She got mad at me.
She's pissed right now. She's watching this right now, putting you on
it's
a list.
It's just an interesting topic, you know? Sorry, Robin.
Happy to have the conversation.
But she probably thinks you're right. You know, why would he be spending all this money to get her? She's a smaller person. Maybe it doesn't matter if she's in a middle seat in the back of the plane.
She's not a dwarf. She would have liked first class.
Were there no other seats available? Was there only one?
I'm curious why you do that.
To have the conversation.
Did you offer to share it, like half the flight?
I run on a similar vesting schedule as your prenup. I'll be honest. If you think within 2 weeks of knowing me as a human that I am putting you in a $3,000 LAX.
That's when you do that stuff in the beginning.
So you want to know what that's called, buddy? Setting a poor precedent. Because guess what? When she says to you, wow, or when she says to herself, wow, he hasn't upgraded my status in this relationship in a long time because I started her off in first class on Emirates to fucking Dubai. No, she's going to start off with David in 33C, okay? and by the way, it's a five-hour flight. David flies business when we cross the ocean most of the time.
Yeah.
It was a very expensive flight. If it had been a $700 mint fare, she would be in first class with me. It was $3,000.
I want to say, I think that's fair.
Okay.
I totally see your point. When does she vest to business? When is it time?
I think it's rate dependent. And I also will say this. You know me. I'm I I like to make sure that I'm fiscally responsible.
Hey, you're a stickler, dude.
There's a better chance.
You are a cheapskate, though.
Don't say that. Please, can I finish the statement, and then you can say whatever mean thing you're going to say next. Okay. My mom's watching.
I know, I know. I'm sorry, Robin.
There's a chance. There's a high probability that she would see me slide back to econ with her as opposed to, I'll come sit with you. I think do you want to know why? Especially for a 4.5 hour flight to Miami. Do you want to know why I didn't do that? There was only middle seats left. I couldn't sit with her. David sat in middle. She sat in middle. Couldn't. There was no seats left.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So it put me in a bad position. Like, can I drop $3,000 on this very sweet Latina's first class seat? Absolutely, I can. Of course, I can. But did I want to set that precedent right off the bat? I've been flying her all over the world recently.
Yeah,
she's been in every state, city, and country. Jeff, what did you want to say that was mean?
I forgot.
Perfect.
No, cheapskate. You're a cheapskate.
Yep.
I mean, it's just, it's getting ridiculous because you're making more and more money every year, but you get cheaper. You get cheaper every single time. Like, I mean, last night.
Go ahead, bring it up. I know it's on the tip of your tongue. I know it's burning in your bloodstream, buddy.
Last night, right? I get in. I'm tired. I flew economy too, you know, middle seat. I want to go to sleep. You're like, no, bro, come to dinner. Come, just fucking come to dinner. Come to dinner. Mike brings, you know, a group of girls. And they run up a tab, drinks, bottles, fucking all
that's
this.
That's not true.
You know, champagne coming over to the table. I don't drink, so I'm just sitting there like, fuck, man, I should have just stayed in. Bill comes. He's like, yo, card. Give me your card. I'm like, I'm perfectly fine with splitting the bill, but I was dragged there, you know? You invite me out. It's your party, your thing. I'm helping you out, wingman, and you cover, fucking pick up the check.
Okay, you're bringing up a very interesting personal topic. No, not personal by any means.
You're a cheapskate.
Okay.
There's not really to go here.
That's fine. But let me just say this.
You are a lousy cheapskate.
Anybody that goes to those type of dinners
knows
that regardless of what you ate, drank, or whatever, girls generally do not pay, and the men usually split the bill. It's generally the case. Like,
what did you have?
He had some food, but not a lot.
I had just the bread.
You had some dumpling. You had some Wagyu dumpling.
He was counting my bites. He's counting my bites of food. Bro, it's either fucking pick it up or pass it to me. Just be like, yo, this is on you. You're lucky to be here.
You had 37 bites of food last night. I counted every single fucking one of them. And you had two bottles of sparkling.
Look, I don't want to play this game where we just expose each other for shit that happens in real life.
No, 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 it's fair. It's fair. And by the way, I did, as you know, cover a little bit more, and I also tried to
$70.
No, that's not true. And I also tried to hand you cash, and you said you didn't want it.
Yeah, because that's how I roll. Fucking.
He'd rather have the story.
I'd rather have the story. Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah, because now we got a leg up. We can talk shit about you.
Uh huh.
Get the audience to turn on you.
Yeah. You see Nelk and Andrew Schultz speaking of like calling you a cheapskate over here.
Yep.
So I watched that podcast, and it was just—it's so interesting to me to see how that all went down with Steiny and Andrew Schultz. Did you see anything about it?
Yeah,
I did see it.
Man, that was brutal.
I love Andrew
Schultz.
He got
pulverized. It was a fun watch.
He goes, nah, that's what you should be doing. You're getting your moments.
Yeah, champ. Yeah.
The interesting thing about that show was Andrew, you know, obviously the main core of the discussion is on Steiny. Everybody wants to talk about Steiny, about why the episode didn't air, so on and so forth. But Andrew, I don't think I've ever seen Andrew come to a show with that type of energy before.
Yeah, yeah.
I know
the situation?
I know there was some stuff that happened before the show.
No. Dude, Kyle has done an excellent job of building a brand. I've always had difficulty like vibing with him. When he started a podcast, I thought, how is he going to do this? Mm-hmm. And they've done an incredible job and somehow stayed afloat. But when Andrew went on that podcast and said what he said during and after, I said to myself, how is this not the sentiment for every single show that they have?
Yeah. So I watched the whole thing. I watched from the beginning, and I think Kyle and Steve were very respectful right off the bat.
No,
because I fucking like Kyle. I like Kyle. I've never found him to be like a fucker.
The only
person we're bullying here is Steiny.
No, hold on. Jeff, let me, I want to get the broom out for a second and work with you on this. Kyle is not claiming to have a it's not a podcast. It's like you sit down with a bunch of homies and you bullshit. Their show is very, their show is very loose.
Like homies together.
Like, maybe, like, maybe they didn't, maybe, dude, let me ask you this question. How many shows have we had where we did a 10 p.m. episode? The vibe was just off. There was, and now, yes, sure, let's take it as a testament to the fact that we are very strong podcasters. We pulled it together. We made it look great. But we have been through many shows where the vibe was off. Maybe they were having a bad day.
You got to walk before you run, you know?
What does and that mean?
I mean, like, they... At that time, early on, they had jumped into becoming one of the biggest shows without ever doing anything.
Yeah, I agree
like
with
that. Before.
Agree with that.
And obviously, like, we were fans of podcasts before we started podcasting. We're in the entertainment business. You know, we've been around. We know how to talk to people. We know how to deal with people in tense situations. You know, we've all been
there. Have been guests who have walked on this show where I hadn't heard of them until the day before the podcast.
Yeah.
And guess what I did? Significant amount of research, yep. So I would make the guests feel welcome, appreciated, respected, and relevant on my fucking show that I'm invited him on.
Yeah, but
not only that, is like Andrew Schultz is massive. Not just a guy, like he's highly entertaining. He's very good at what he does.
Sharp,
like,
from New York.
Come on,
from
bro.
The fucking sharp.
You don't even have to know about his career to have a good conversation.
Well, that's
with
what
that guy.
No, but I believe that maybe that's what their sentiment was. We can roll into this lackadaisical, and regardless, it's Andrew Schultz. They could have sat on that couch and said Andrew Schultz is going to steer this thing to 5 million views for us.
But listen,
we have to do nothing. And going back to what I said. I don't know what the reason was, but it was apparent from the start of that show that Andrew was not his normal, energetic, high-vibrating self. Mm-hmm. He just wasn't. And so if you are relying on the power of the guest, Andrew came on our show and weaved one of the most exciting narratives for 500 different stories. He's an incredible fucking guest. And if someone comes to your show and they don't show up the same way you've expected them to show up, it can throw a major dagger. Now, of course, like I said, as a testament, I am always ready. If that guest stops talking, I am always ready. I'm always packed with a question. I know my fucking shit. Mm-hmm. Always. And he's ready too.
Not for Jerry Perpdrink.
Not for Jerry Perpdrink. But I've said a lot of it too comes down to chemistry. Comes down to chemistry between co-hosts. I was pushing for Bradley Martin to be on every fucking show since that podcast started. I told Kyle, I told Bradley, I told John Shahidi. Bradley Martin needs to be on that fucking show. He's an incredible fucking podcast host. What? He was
episode. I gotta say something about Bradley.
Yep.
I think you're getting lame. I think you're getting lame as a person or a person who's either searching for clicks.
Start those beefs.
Nah,
start
because, bro, beefs. Look, I see what he's doing, but I just think it's weird. Like, he had Nate Diaz, who my brother's fighting, on August 5th on his podcast.
Yeah.
And, like, in the same sentence, he's like, I'm cool with Jake. I like Jake. You know, I just hope you beat his ass. I just want to see him get his ass beat. I want to see him get turned into a meme. Why, Bradley? You're cool with us. He's in the family. You even said yourself you like him. Why say that? Are you searching for clicks? Even the way you're talking about street fighting Nate, like, bro, you're not going to beat Nate Diaz in a street fight. You just searching for clicks?
Well, what if he
is? And if he is?
Yeah, what if he is?
I think he's lame. I think you're better than that, Bradley.
Okay.
I think you're a cool fucking guy. You're a well-versed guy. You have your own podcast. You're great on the Nelk podcast. You're good at talking. You're likable. You're not a guy who has to like create beefs to be cool or relevant, especially when it comes to like Jake. Like, you guys are cool. Why would you say that?
Sometimes people like to see chaos and see the world burn, you know?
I think it's lame. I think it's better than that. That's what I'm saying.
This is an interesting...
Well, we started off saying Bradley was good. Now we're going Bradley.
No, stop.
He said that. I think he's a great podcast. I think his current take online on certain things is very reachy. You're reaching for that attention. You're reaching for that clout. You're trying to get that headline. And... for people who you have real life relationships with, sacrificing one for the other is fucking lame. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about what you just said is I fly back to LA on Monday and go straight to this podcast.
Nice.
So the funny thing is he'll actually get to respond to this clip with me on the show, and he'll have a response to it, which is fantastic.
Yeah, but can you make sure his response is based
No.
Like,
because
the current climate.
Sure.
Like, look, and I'm saying it's lame because I've done it. I've been there, dude. I've been in a position where I'm like, I'm just going to fucking do the crazy shit I can to get clicks. And it's fucking lame.
Okay,
you're at a lame spot in your life if you need to do that.
But okay, let me ask you this question. this is a very interesting conversation, because as someone who has been there, maybe you harness the empathy to understand what this career is like in the space and why you may be put in a position to have to do that type of thing, because you've been in that position before. And so you know why at certain points in your career, whether it's algorithm, whether it's a breakup, whether it's this thing, that thing, whatever.
You know what Bradley needs? Bradley, you got to be humbled. That's what you need. It doesn't sound like you've had it yet. And I will invite you to Puerto Rico to spar with me, to be humbled.
He'll do it.
Bradley, if you're serious, I'm inviting you to come to Puerto Rico to promote my next upcoming fight, and I will spar you, and I will there fucking you humble your ass.
That's how problems should be solved.
It's going to be posted.
That's good.
Facts is going to be posted. You can post it. I don't give a fuck. But you got to be humble, my man, because you're running your mouth about my brother, and someone needs to take care of you.
Mm-hmm. What if he just doesn't like?
You're fucking
what if he
dead,
just? By the way,
listen, I really want to help Steiny in that situation, because I think, you know, he's a kid from Canada. He didn't know what he was getting into. All of a sudden, you're interviewing Elon Musk. You know, he's getting thrown in.
That's crazy.
A New York fucking comedian that literally he looks at people like that. He wants to tear them apart.
Yeah. What did Andrew say about Steiny? He said he has had. He broke him down. He said one statement which was insane. He said he's had the longest unwarranted run for someone with no talent that he's ever seen in his entire life. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Steiny's feeding into it. He's like, why do you think that about me?
No, hold on. That's the internet. Talent. Talent is not indicative or representative of success in this environment anymore. It's not. It is how many, and that's not me agreeing and saying that Steiny is talentless. I don't give a fuck if he has talent or not. This is an unbiased point right here. If you can drive viewership and clicks, and controversy, you are doing what needs to be done in this current internet climate.
That's right.
And Steiny, for whatever reason, maybe it's because he says stupid fucking shit, doesn't prep for the guest, you know, pisses people off, whatever. People are watching.
Shtick. Yeah, that's, commenting. That's what he does.
Do you know if you go under the comments on an Elk video, there's war in every fucking Elk video. It's not, we love Kyle. Kyle's such a good guy. He's the brains of the operation. We support him. It's fuck Steiny, kill Steiny. Get Steiny off the show, and we love Steiny. Steiny's the best.
Hey, does any of this sound familiar to you?
That's you.
100%.
We've been through all of it. 100%. It's the name of the game, 100%. Bro. That's what we're here to do. We're here to make commentary and then have people comment on our commentary. We are fucking sheep. We are ants.
Okay.
We're in an ant colony. Us too. We're just stupid humans running around building the machines that will take us out.
Primate
went to man. Man will become machine. Man will become irrelevant and non-existent. These are facts. This is where we're headed. Enjoy your time on this earth. Eat your vitamins. Drink your Prime. Pray to your God. Thank you guys for watching this episode of Impulsive. We love you. That was a wild one. That was crazy. If you're not subscribed, hit that subscribe button.
That's a good boys only episode.
We're back, boys. And Jeff, as always, fucking thank you, bro. Thanks for coming to Miami.
Thank you, Jeff.
Super podcast. So
middle seat. Yeah. Paying out of your own pocket. You don't even have to. We told you we'd pay for your travel.
No, you don't have to. Wait, what? We're not? Oh, we got to cover your channel.
That's right. I'd rather just cover your channel.
No, because then he has a story. So when he, why I quit impulsive.
Yeah.
I didn't even pay for my flights. I'm flying myself out there.
I just can't, because then I have to start answering the mic. Yeah. Right now, my thing is, you don't fucking pay me. I don't work for you. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you know? Totally. As soon as you take a favor, you're fucked.
Yeah. And he's like, actually, no, you do. And you do have to do what I say. Nope, then I'm out. I walk.
100%. Bradley Martin, I'll see you in August.
Steiny, brother. I'll see you this week. You know?
All right. Bye, guys. We love you. Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.